Several teachers and the principal of Port Moody Secondary School are prepared to endure snickers and sideways glances as they walk the halls and work their classrooms in the coming week. But it's a small price to pay to help raise awareness and money for men's health issues like prostate cancer. The teachers and principal, Jeremy Clark, were on the losing end of a challenge with some students to see which group could raise the most money for Movember, a worldwide advocacy initiative that invites men to grow their facial hair for the cause. At stake was an opportunity for the winners to dictate the goofiest, worst-looking shaves imaginable for the losers. The seven students, led by senior Austin Chassie, pulled in $342, while the teachers were far behind despite door-to-door solicitation efforts around the school to boost their support. Law and geography instructor Neil Canuel said it was all in good fun, though. And with the razor being wielded by the professionals at J.J. Barber's on Clark Street, he was confident the end result wouldn't be too bad. "Not having the students doing the shaving makes us feel better," he said. "Not so fast," countered Chassie. With a twinkle in his eye and a critical countenance, he hovered near the chair where Canuel was the first of the teachers to submit to the buzz of Barber Camazotti. Chassie said he tried not to put too much thought into the type of shave he would dictate for his teacher, but he was aiming for something that looks funny to us but maybe not to them. 10 minutes and a little further guidance from another barber, Jeff Jalali, Canuel was left with half a mustache above his upper lip and a clear runway down his chin separating his graying beard into two distinct halves. Canuel said when Chassie first approached him about doing something to get students involved in a Movember campaign, they brainstormed ideas that would be fun and help build spirit and a sense of community in the school. "We wanted to see just how absurd we can get." Chassie, who shaved his head at the start of the Movember campaign, said the cause has significant personal meaning as he's had family members endure encounters with cancer. "I know cancer is a big deal." Clark, who's in his first year as principal at PMSS, admitted to some trepidation as he awaited his turn in the barber chair. But, he added, this isn't his first rodeo. When he was in charge at elementary schools, he submitted to getting his head shaved and his hair dyed blue. Clark said bringing the students and staff together for a common cause is worth it, though. "Everybody gets involved," he said. The five faculty, that also includes teachers Curtis Sabat, Darren Birch and Sean Lanahan, are required to keep their new look for a week, after which they can shave it off completely, or perhaps even cultivate it to even more outlandish lengths.